Hi, Joanne.
Hi. How are you doing, Kathleen?
Oh, great. Well, thank you, Joanne, very much for being with us today, and we're happy to hear your story. So I'll let you go ahead. Here we go.
Okay. Hi, my name is Joanne Ramirez. Many of the Heart friends know my mother, Maria. I'm her second oldest out of six children. I was born in New York City, and we moved to Miami, Florida in 1969. I currently live in the north part of Florida in Jacksonville area. I have a 39-year-old son who is a Marine and has been serving the Corps for 19 years. I have a lovely daughter-in-law, whose birthday is today. I'm so proud of her. Wish her happy birthday and happiness. I also have a handsome 13-year-old grandson. I'm so excited he's 13. I'm not sure why, but I think it's an exciting time for him. So proud of them for serving our country and sacrificing so much for our blessed country. I'm a family-oriented person. I love art, science, and history, and deep spiritual things, which I believe and know now that my love for spiritual things and my devotion was the key to accepting and learning the teachings of the Ascended Masters. They opened the doors to heavenly worlds for me. And I'm so grateful to my mother that introduced them to me, to teachings to me 37 years ago that she found at the Miami Flea Market where the Summit Lighthouse had a booth with myriad materials of books and pictures of the Ascended Masters. And that's pretty much where it took off for me as she shared the teachings and what she found. So in the summer of 1981, my parents, my uncle, and at that time, I was 3 years old, and we drove from Miami to California, where we attended the first conference at Camelot by the Church Universal and Triumphant. And that was my first encounter with the Ascended Master's teachings, the dictations, the decrees, new songs, and new prayers to me. And I felt the connection, even though I didn't understand at the time. But there was something that was familiar, like rosaries, Mother Mary, the archangels, the angels, saints. And I accepted as a new, deeper understanding that is very special to be a part of. And I felt that at that time. And it was the beginning of a new path that is profound and richer. And I grew in faith and spirit in the teachings of the Ascended Masters. And I learned which masters, archangels, angels, beings of light to call for any situation, whether in my personal life, family, communities, world, or planetary. And it's a great, vast resource to have in your toolbox. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
And can you tell us, Joanne, about the Heart Center and how that fits into your plan here, your world plan?
My world plan with the Heart Center, oh my goodness, they have such a huge heart. You always feel special, intimate group, everybody's loving and understanding. And when you have a situation, whether it's health-wise, they have been many times that I have requested prayers, especially at one time I had health issues. And you feel the prayers, you know people are praying for you, people that don't even know you. And it's such an intimate group. I love Donna and David. They're just, everybody's just so amazing, so loving, so connected and tender. Kind and loving. It's just been an amazing group to be a part of and be connected with. I'm truly blessed. And too, with my mom, that, you know, when she moved to the Heart Center, you know, I just happened to came along.
So. Well, Joanne, we're certainly glad you did. It's wonderful to have you as part of our family here. And is there any particular Ascended Master that you feel close to or you'd like to tell us a little bit about before we end here?
Oh, my goodness. I am connected to Mother Mary, you know, just growing up as a Catholic is definitely connections with her, but I've had, you know, miracles when I was raising my son alone. Lanello, I remember hearing a dictation that he would be the father to the fatherless. And so, okay, Lanello, I'm raising this son by myself. I'm going to need help. And it was really obvious in the masters and the ones that I called. And the Herculean strength, I definitely called the Hercules to give me the strength that I needed to work hard and raise my son and able to do what I needed to do. So I'm just grateful to all of them. You know, when I needed them the most, they have always been there. And God never fails. He never fails. Even when it looks like it's failing, it is not failing. He has it all under control. He makes a way out of no way, and that's what I believe, and I know that's true. I've lived it. I've seen it. I've experienced it, and God has been so good to me. And the protection of Archangel Michael. If you have children, you definitely have to have him. Superhero. I always tell him he is our superhero.
Yes,
the ultimate superhero.
Our superhero. Is there any particular time you'd like to tell about? You mentioned some miracles, or is it just kind of all miraculous?
Yes, I've had some miracles. I'll share this. I had endometrial cancer in 2014. I knew that it was just an intimate group that I needed to share that with. So, of course, it was my family. At that time, my son was fighting the war in Afghanistan, my baby brother. I was going through a divorce and started college. Again, late in life, not very much money and no health insurance at that time. It took me being denied 3 times. I had a medical doctor tell me that her colleagues didn't take my kind of charity, and needless to say, I fell through the cracks. Medically. But God is so kind and merciful. And I remember my mother telling me, that does not define who you are, because she can tell I felt pretty downtrodden, dealing with everything and hardly no income. And I did tell Donna Cross, and she told me she would pray for me. She told me what to start doing health-wise. And I did see a holistic doctor, Dr. Powell, who I love, and did some alternative treatment out of pocket. So I proactively done what I could, and I knew God had to do the rest. So I knew I needed the strength of Hercules to get me through working what I could work, you know, nurturing myself and through the day, making sure that I rested, ate well, and did what I could financially, but God took care of everything. As long as I prayed, I stayed still. I prayed to angel saints, God, you know, divine mercy. And I had miracles happen. The mortgage was taken care of. I ate well. My family took care of me. I finally, after 6 months, got the life-saving surgery that I needed. The miracle was that I got the health insurance. My medical surgery was all taken care of. I had the best doctors, oncology doctors. It was amazing that I was the only one getting surgery that day, because they were cleaning the operating room. So I had a whole staff to myself and also medical students. I had a private bedroom. I had even the people in the hospital. They were so kind and loving. It was, though I was out of it. I came home. My parents took care of me. My parents are in their 80s. They made sure that I was doing well, Daddy would come in the morning and try to feed me breakfast and stay with me. And then my son, he came from Afghanistan and didn't sleep for 32 hours so he could be there the day of the operation, and he made it. My daughter and my grandson, they were there with me along with the doctors. So it had been huge miracle, and I couldn't do it without God.
Oh, Joanne, that sounds so...
My family and my friends, you know, my heart friends that prayed for me that didn't know the story.
Oh, dear Joanne, well, we're certainly glad that all these miracles got together and worked a miraculous healing and payment for the healing and all that wonderful care for
I
you.
I tell you.
That's wonderful.
Amazing.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Well, thank you, Joanne, so much for sharing your story and your stories. And we are so grateful you're here as part of our community. And we love you a lot and look forward to seeing you in person whenever that next time might be.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, my friends.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.